All right, welcome back to the Duck Call Room, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. The boss has made an appearance. The boss. He has informed us that he's going to do his best impression of his dad today. So less of him and more of us, which I'm sure is what you tuned in for.
There it is.
It won't be. His best impression of his dad is
we have that video.
We have that video. A
lot of foolishness going on here. A lot of...
That's right.
Laughing tomfoolery going on.
Before we get into the
full... A lot of jokesters here. A lot of jokey jokesters here. Funny. Ha, 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 ha. Funny stuff. Yeah, you boys are regular comedians. Y'all should do a show.
We're trying to.
He's going to keep character for at least 10
I was going to try before that he went into that to get... I know him and Cy are going hunting today.
Together?
No.
Against one another.
It's a battle. It's a competition, and hey, it's already decided. Okay, I'm winning.
Where's the competition at?
It's on Phil's property.
My property.
Well,
I had a hard time losing on my property.
Well, it's just going to happen today.
Yeah, you boys going after them big bucks.
Hey, that's it. Hey.
It's not how big, it's how many.
Oh, you should have been with us yesterday.
We didn't
see but 50.
50 deer?
50 deer. 8 bucks. 3 of them was big ones. 1 of them was a old one, and we would have shot him if he had come up there, you know, in a little closer range. 700 was too much at dark.
It's kind of like this podcast.
Hey.
3 big ones, 1 old one.
Well, look.
Take it back. That's your best line.
Hey, look.
Because I had no idea where that was going.
You get what you get, boys.
I was trying to figure out how this was 700 yards to dark.
Yeah, hey. I had no idea.
Hey.
Hey. I tell you this.
Because I love you.
Well, are we going to sweeten the pot on this thing anyway?
What are we doing?
Hey, we're going to deer hunt. I'm still deer hunting.
I'm just finding this out. What are we doing?
We're going deer hunting.
Okay. Not together.
Not together. Two different stands.
Copy that.
And we're actually hunting a Pacific deer.
A very Pacific.
His name is
Toothpick.
Toothpick?
Yeah. Toothpick.
Toothpick.
Yeah.
It's a Pacific.
But if another
deer,
one, it's all, deer. If another one old enough and big enough, you know, you shoot what's available. Okay. But we are going after Toothpick.
We're going after Toothpick.
And he's been seen at both stands.
He's been seen at both stands. Yeah.
So we both got 50-50 chances of actually seeing him and getting a shot.
Have you seen him?
I've seen a picture of him on the videos.
Have you seen him?
Yes, he's seen him.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah, he's seen him.
Who chooses whose stand? How's that going to work?
Well, I'm assuming Si's hunting his stand.
Well, hey, that's the deal. I'm hunting my stand.
All right, okay. So you've got the advantage, and then I'm hunting the...
Well, no, I don't have
the new set.
You're hunting the grove, what we call the grove.
Mm.
Okay, and that is a thicket, okay, mm-hmm. And big bucks like thickets.
Big bucks like thickets.
So probably if you say who's got the advantage, I would say you really have got the advantage.
Aren't grove and thicket like anonyms of one another?
That's Martin what Smart. Martin's thicket. Smarter than
you would
most.
Think it would be named the thicket.
The thicket. Not the grove.
Well, hey,
the grove is where like ULM tailgate.
Well, look, I didn't name them. Okay, I didn't name them. The man that, you know, is doing all the work is the one that named them.
Let me guess. He hung toothpick on that rascal, too.
He hung toothpick on him. That's it.
Have you killed a deer this year?
No, I hadn't. I was going to shoot at a doe, but we was hunting, hunting big bucks.
Oh.
So we you know.
When did you start hunting big bucks?
Well, Stone got me.
You're on the program too.
Yeah, I'm on the management program with Stone. Okay, because like he's the manager, and when we're in the stand, I just look at him and he, you know,
he gives you the call.
Yeah, I said, well, it's up to you. You're managing this thing.
If he goes this, you just
no. That's why I shocked him. Like last year, we're hunting on the corridor. And the biggest deer on the property come up there, and he's like, oh, 60 to 80 yards. And he said, all right, old man, look at him and then tell me what you're going to do. So I put my binoculars on him, check him out real good, and I said, you're not going to believe this, Stone. And he said, what? I said, he ain't old enough to shoot. We're going to give him one more year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lady next door property is the one that shot him.
Oh, so he got smoked.
Yeah, but it was at the end of season, so he had already, you know, had been with the women to take care of business.
The parts I didn't tell you is 3 days before that, he missed a deer by 8 feet.
Well, no, that was a doe.
I actually saw that.
Look, I told him, I said, look, if you had one of the medical monsters hooked to me right now, they would say, hey, throw dirt in his face because he's dead. Because I just, you know, I know better. I didn't squeeze the trigger. No, I jerked the gun. Like,
yeah, I saw the shot. Looked like you shot from a boat.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was. Hey, yeah. Yeah.
Well, moving boat.
Hey, no, you're not the only one seeing it. Stone put it on, you know, the public broadcast system. The whole world saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it on the news.
Yeah. Okay.
Two deer stacked on top of each other, and he still wasn't hitting. That's the
public
beauty of it.
Broadcast.
Oh, it happens. I don't know of anyone that's hunted that hasn't missed.
No, okay, most of us just don't do it on camera.
Because if they tell you they didn't, okay, they're liars. Okay. They're like politicians. Their lips was moving, they lied.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Aggressive takes. Right.
That's
oh, well, hey,
here in the morning.
Hey, tell it like it is.
He came hot today. He came hot.
Hey.
But he's matured. Y'all missed that he's matured.
Well, that's for me being active.
Oh, wow. We want to ask him about that?
Yeah. You know why he's in such good shape? And he hadn't gained weight from all the ice cream? It's because he's...
I'm active, boy.
Active.
Mm.
His words, not ours.
I don't even want to know what that means.
That's what I told him. I said, y'all have to define it, you know, whenever you get ready.
Yeah.
Apparently he's working out.
I said, hey, I sleep, you know, about 10:30 in the morning, get up, and then get in my recliner, spend the rest of the day there.
Yeah.
Define the rest of the day.
Till
2, 3.
Right, 4 o'clock, 5.
Four, oh.
Because after that, you know, it's somewhere between 1 and 4, I take a nap.
In the recliner?
No, heading in bed. Oh. I get back to bed. Okay, it's more comfortable.
Man, talk about the American dream.
Hey, look.
Uncle Sign Bassett.
All I got to say is I must need it because, hey, I can do it and actually sleep. You know?
Will you sleep on the deer stand this afternoon?
No.
No, he'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Oh, hey, I'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Who are you hunting with?
Me and Stone, I think, are hunting. And then you and... your cameraman, whoever else is aboard.
Mm.
We may have a guest in my stand. I don't know. You know, that's up to Stone.
There's plenty of room.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, it's a hotel.
It's not the old stand? The little one?
Yeah, it's a hotel.
No, it's the duck blind.
The duck. Yeah. Oh, that.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. Now size.
Duck
that's,
Dynasty.
Yeah, episode 2 of Duck Dynasty. That's size deer stand. Yeah.
So you'll be in there. How far away are we from each other?
Probably... maybe 150, 200 yards.
What?
Well, hey.
You get on your manager. Don't look at me.
Wait a minute. This is an educated guess. Okay, I'm not sure. We're in the same general area.
Technically, you could spook my deer.
No, I'm not going to spook nothing.
Although I kind of like him being there. I know he won't be there. I can weed that spot.
Well,
out.
No, I've told you, you have the advantage here. Okay, I you know.
Well, as landowner, he probably should.
Well, no, he does.
You know, you just
that
down there
gives
squat.
Him that right to have the advantage. Okay,
what's the advantage?
I just didn't realize we were that close.
Huh?
What's the?
I
advantage?
May be wrong. I think it's probably 200, maybe 250. We're in the same general area. Because that thicket is right to my left of my stand. It's where it comes out. Okay. So I'm where it opens up. Okay, it's where I'm hunting.
So why does Willie have the advantage?
Because he's in the thicket.
Because he's in the thicket.
He's in the thicket.
On the corridor.
And the deer is in the
thicket. No, you're hunting.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Right. No,
it's somewhere in there.
No, my stand is go around the corner, go down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't want to make sure you don't have a weapon that could.
No, oh, hey, I couldn't get a bullet to you
If you stand there like a deer, you'll be safe.
I saw how bad you missed the deer.
Yeah. And it was high.
On the public broadcasting system.
Yeah.
It wasn't low.
I'm just saying, hey, I can't get to you because of the thicket, okay? The bullet wouldn't make it.
One in a million shot, Doc.
it would be one in, a thousand, maybe a trillion.
Oh.
One in a thousand. Yeah. Maybe a trillion.
Hey. One in a thousand, well, I'm not going out.
One in a thousand.
Odds. Hey, okay.
You might come back alive. One in a thousand chance you don't. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah.
There's going to be changes.
My eyes are probably better than his anyway.
But just, since the deer stay in generally. Thickets, okay, generally a buck stays in thickets, you have the advantage.
I wish this thing had stadium seating where I could just go watch.
Put a drone up.
Oh, no.
Live broadcast.
I could just watch.
Look, the thing about him, where he's sitting, he'd be sitting there and he'd just look up and he'd be under it.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm serious.
He could come from anywhere.
You wouldn't hear him, and he could be standing under your stand.
That's what you got Jordan for, though. Jordan been in the woods.
Still got north wind.
That's why you.
North, yes, north.
The Grove thicket.
Northwest. Okay.
Northwest, yeah.
Grove thickets.
I was just going to do a quick cursory check of the wind. But look, Willie brought it up.
It might change.
The biggest problem is we need a way for Si to stay silent tonight. So I'm going to get out of here and we'll figure that out.
Ooh, I like what you did there. We'll be back right after this.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award. As expected. Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And well, that's good. I sent this to my wife and said we weren't nominated. And she said, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing. We're
but
not
she listens
that.
To Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Si could win because there was a lot of the movie about Si in The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Si, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Si Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com. Yeah. I got to say, if you've never been deer hunting with Si, though, it is one of the best afternoons of your life.
Well, no,
because I deer hunted with that one time. We ain't ever laughed so much.
No. Me and
he tried to talk himself into that fawn being a big doe by the time it got dark. I'm like, it's the same 60-pound fawn that's been there, man. That she ain't moved.
I was mad about that.
Yeah. He just, that's a different one. That was big. I'm like, she has never left our field of sight. How can it be a different deer?
But I was actually hunting one night, and it gets dark, and they always wait, the big bucks do, till it's dark and come out on food plots. So I'm sitting there, and it's like three or four does and yearlings around and right in front of me. Well, way down there, 200 yards away, three deer come out, and they're big. All three of them are big.
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
What you've reasoned as big.
Well, no. These were all big deer. And I said, I ought to just go ahead and pop one because I know they got horns. Because they're too big. And I sit there and just watched them for another 30 minutes till it just got slammed, where you could see nothing. And I said, I ain't going to do it.
And then you went to the house.
I went to the house.
Well, since you started in on all that, we didn't get a chance to introduce our guest who's sitting beside you. But he does make a product that may be of some interest to you, Si.
Well, what's the product that this young man is sitting beside me? And I think your name is Brendan, sir. Yes, sir.
It is Brendan.
Okay, what do you make that can help this old man?
Or this way? Suppressors, silencers for hunting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you make any for 75-year-old men?
Absolutely.
So we can keep him quiet a little bit? We can quiet him down to a manageable level.
They've been trying to put the muzzle on me for years.
Okay? Now, I don't want a muzzle. I'm just saying just a knob.
I see it now. They slipped in here, and I see it now.
Look, there you go.
Hey, here's the thing, okay? The man I hunt with, okay, he is great with old people and children, okay? And I'm a little bit of both, okay? So he's got his hands full. But anyway, Stone has this. Okay, on his 6.5 Creedmoor, which really is mine, but I gave it to his daughter, BK. Okay, because she's my hunting partner and fishing partner.
Yep.
And when I go with her, she always straps me. Okay, so you know that's life. But now we've got one of these.
No, well, of course we've got one of those. That one. We've got one of those. You can leave now.
Well, no. Hey, Stone will order more, okay, because he's, you know. Yeah.
He's the one that makes them.
Well, I understand
that. The one that Stone has, he made it.
Well, I understand that. Right. And, hey, that is a great, great item to have, especially for this.
Microphone.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Or your ears for ear protection.
Yeah.
Okay, because, hey, this, you know, makes a rifle usually makes a pretty good noise. Well, that will tune it down a lot of decibels.
Man, they ought to hire you as a sales.
Does that make sense to you, Brandon? You understand how it works?
Brandon, is that in fact what it does?
Okay, I was just making sure you understood. Sides explaining
suppression. Well, I left this
suppression
man talk now, okay?
Well, hey, actually, today you're using my rifle.
Uh-oh.
So you actually have a really big advantage.
Oh, I get to use
my rifle with our new Buck Commander suppressor.
With the Zyscope?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It is. Okay. Yeah. So.
Well, I'll just say this. It's never missed a deer.
Okay, well, hey, I'll just say this now.
Okay.
Your advantage just went out the window. Okay.
Now you have the advantage.
Oh, now I have the advantage, hands down.
You have my weapon.
I've got a Zyscope.
You got acres of property.
On your weapon, okay, which has never missed a deer.
With a Silencer Central suppressor.
With a suppressor, okay. Which will I just say flat out, you're a liar, okay? And I know it, you know it, okay?
The American public.
Who's a liar?
And the American public, no, you ain't killed every deer you've ever shot at.
With this gun?
With this gun I have. No, that's not a lie.
And I can testify.
Okay. I know
I can
it. You know
it.
The American public knows
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah. I'll buy that.
It's on video.
I'll buy
He's never said that about the others.
Well, I was just fixing that.
He said about the others.
He
said about this
I was
one.
Just fixing that. He said it about this gun. Okay.
This gun has never missed
a deer.
I'll
buy that.
Yeah.
Okay. I apologize for calling you a liar then. Okay. All right.
Brandon, is this what you're talking about?
Now you sound
into?
Like a politician.
Right. Well, no. With that gun. Okay.
With so, this right. gun.
So, yeah. Okay.
So,
well,
if you miss, it will be the first miss.
Oh, now he's putting me under pressure. Hey, look, just turned about three more cranks.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, don't touch anything on it. Just
the trigger.
Please don't touch anything.
All you want to touch is the trigger.
Oh, I'm not.
Just aim not. Like you did.
The only thing
like
I'm going to do.
The last one off the cruise ship and just squeeze, just jerk that trigger back.
In a violent hurricane,
oh,
right?
Oh, man.
On a cruise ship in a violent hurricane.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I shot at that dope. Okay.
Not really how this is not how I saw this segment going, but hey, Brandon, stick around with us, and you know, maybe Si will let you talk this time. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, hey, I wanted to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
We got Brandon here. So when you shoot a rifle, it makes a loud noise, and so these things are really good because they'll make that noise not so loud. Is that right, Si?
Yeah. Well, it seems like my day for apologizing. I apologize, Brandon, for, you know, since they've just put me in this in today's. Okay, look, I screwed up. All right, now. All right, here we go.
All right, here
you
we go.
You ain't screwed nothing up.
You ain't
It was just,
up.
It's funny that.
Well, hey.
What? I just thought it was funny you were telling the man that's what his business
That's what
is.
He does for a living.
That's what he does for a living. But you explained it for the common man.
Well, now,
like
hey, look. It's a, you know, here's my advice to all of you that hunt.
Okay.
if you're using a high power rifle,
mm-hmm.
take the time to apply, okay, to get you one of these suppressors.
Absolutely. And why should he do that, Brandon?
Like a human commercial. Yeah. He's like there a human infomercial.
Now I'll let him tell them why they should do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he pretty much summed it up, right?
Yeah.
If you're shooting a high-powered rifle, you don't want that recoil and you don't want that sound. So if you can put a suppressor on the end, why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah, but that I missed the part, the most important part, though, with that, is that with the suppressor, okay, it also lessens the recoil on it.
Which gets important when you get your age.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. It's important at any age.
I know, okay? But when them bones get thinner.
Well, I'm just saying, okay.
And the muscle
when you get excited, okay, and like when I'm out in God's creation watching God's creatures,
mm-hmm.
I get excited, especially mm-hmm. if they got a bunch of this, like that rascal right there, okay? Hey, you know, that, if that don't make your blood get hot and boil, okay,
what's
they
problem?
Probably ought to throw dirt in your face.
There you go.
Okay, but recoil is very important.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, because that's why normally you miss, okay, is you do not just gently squeeze the trigger like that
you
day.
Like you did.
Like that day I did on the doe, I jerked it, okay?
That was funny.
Yeah.
We'll have to run that clip again. I wish I had it somewhere close where Brandon could watch it, but because I don't think you make a product for that, Brandon, but wow. Well,
Brandon is here. He sponsors us for Buck Commander, and he has an incredible story, really, of his journey of how he got in this business. But I also want to hear about, you had something cool happen, a week and a half ago. He called into a radio show and asked for some advice, and then I got to be a part of the, how long ago from the call to a week or two ago?
About 12 years.
12 years. So, tell us about the story, kind of how you got into, tell us that story, and then we'll hear the rest of it.
Sure. So I called in Dave Ramsey's show, financial planner, and I'm a pharmacist by education and trade, and my parents are really big into do well in high school, do well in college, go to graduate school, and then work in that job forever. That's kind of how I was raised in the South, and I got to the point where I really want to do suppressors, and I knew it'd probably be a letdown for my parents, because when you first start, you're not obviously going to sell a ton of them, and I think they felt like you went to college for 8 years and you want to do what? So I called Dave and said, hey, what do you think? And kind of gave him my story of having been in the pharmaceutical industry and moved up really well, and I think he was convinced I could probably run my own business, and the income was it was getting close to where it'd be similar to what I was making as a pharmacist. And Dave really encouraged me to sort of follow my heart and do what I wanted to do and not necessarily worry about the way I was raised or the way my parents thought I should be doing. And, I talked to Willie a couple years ago, and he said he was coming to Sioux Falls to hunt or coming to South Dakota to hunt. And I asked him who he's coming with, and he said, Dave. So I reached out to Dave's assistant. I just kind of found her online, kind of guessed what her email address would be, emailed her, and act like I was best friends with Willie, which wasn't true, but I just said, hey, I heard from Willie that Dave's coming to hunt. And so last year Dave said he would stop, and then it just didn't work out. We're really close to the airport, but of course he was going further west to hunt. So, this year Dave and Willie, and the other group that came with, Dave Ramsey stopped by the office. So, Dave was not familiar with my call, obviously, from it being so long ago, but I kind of walked him through the call where I called him to get his advice. And I told him that as I was on my journey, I would often look back and say, wow, wouldn't it be cool if I could get Dave here to see what I've done, 200 employees and, large successful business and, locations in 42 states. And, so kind of really a dream come true that Willie kind of helped me connect with Dave, and Dave agreed to come. And, he wasn't familiar with the story, so it was exciting to tell him. And I felt like a lot of pride and ownership from his perspective to convince me to do that.
It was cool to see that happen. What if he would have said, have you lost your mind? No, pharmacy, that's where it's at. That's a growing business. What if he would have told you that? Do you think you would have bucked the advice and still went with the...
I don't know, because you got to realize, like, my wife is very similar to my parents. She's a pharmacist, too. So everyone in my life was, play it safe. Do do what your parents told you to do. Don't take any risks. That's the environment I was in. So really, Dave was the first person to kind of say, hey, and you know, what's interesting is I could tell he owned silencers because I said, you know, there's a negative connotation around silencers. And I sense it's probably my parents think that's not a good thing and probably look down on it. And he's like, oh, no, they're not that bad. I could tell he probably owned one. And he admitted he was a firearms collector. So that's a good question. I don't know if I would have, just because no one else in my life had ever said, hey, you ought to take a risk. Because my whole life was surrounded by people that are risk averse. They were like, oh, don't take any risk. Just do what you went to school for.
I want to go back and ask a question.
Yes, sir.
How much time, year-wise, did you do on your education?
So I went to pharmacy school. That took 6 years. So I went to Chapel Hill in North Carolina. And then I did 2 years on my MBA at Duke. So 8 years of college.
Okay, 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your dream was that you wanted to do the suppressors.
You know what? It's something I started doing honestly as a hobby job. I would just do the gun shows, and they're typically in the winter, so I would do it on the weekends. But over time, I thought, man, I could really grow this into something. Like I was very passionate about it. So,
because the phrase is, okay, if you do something that you love to do, you don't ever work a day in your life.
100%. Totally agree.
Okay. So our education, that's the reason I brought this up, you know, me personally. When I was in college, okay, because mom made me go to college because I told her, hey, don't waste your money.
How long did that last?
Huh?
How long did that last?
Semester.
Yeah.
But anyway.
A full one?
A full one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, but anyway, the reason I wanted to bring this up, okay, is that most of my buddies that was like 2 years older than me had went to college, had got a degree. And then they were flipping hamburgers for McDonald's and Burger King with a degree. Well, that kind of just turned me off about college. Yeah. I said, because why would you waste?
Most of your buddies were doing, that's what happened to them?
What? No, I'm serious.
Wow.
You know, because the education system, we're graduating seniors that have been 4 years of college, and there really is no job out there for them.
Even back then?
Even back then. And it's still the same today.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the medical
biology
field.
Biology guy.
Well, no, because, hey, the medical field, okay, there's always going to be a job for people, for nurses, doctors, pharmacists, all that, because the human race is going to be sick, going to get hurt and all that. But the other stuff, you know. Why would you spend 8 years?
All that other stuff.
No, why would you spend 8 years going to college when there's not a job available when you get out? And when you go you put your resume in, go for the interview, and the guy turns to you and says, well, you know, I'm sorry, but I can't use you. You're overeducated. Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of people that heard that phrase. I can't use you. You're overeducated.
It's kind of funny you say that.
Well, I'm serious.
PE coach, biologist, pharmacist.
I bet you've never heard that.
Well, no, because look.
I bet you've never heard that statement.
No, I haven't. Because, hey, look, I will say this. Having that piece of paper saying you're educated will open doors that I will not be able to ever get in.
So you can get in any door you want.
You can get in there, buddy. Yeah, for real.
Well, like, quit playing.
You don't need a degree. You're there, Jack.
Yeah, all you got to do is go.
You made it.
Well, when you said that, okay, that's his doing. Yeah. That's the Almighty's doing. Okay.
You can stop in Sioux Falls and walk in there and get you a suppressor if you want to,
it's amazing, okay, that this man spent 8 years of his life, okay, was in a job that he liked, okay, that he chose. But his dream was, okay, I want to do something else. And he's made it work.
Well, he can still always do that.
Well,
my question is this.
He can fall back. He has got that as a cushion.
He's got a great backup quarterback.
He's got a good cushion, okay, I will say that. That allows him to do what he's done. Which is fantastic.
So tell me this. Did you learn anything in your education that actually helped with this business, or is it just apples and oranges?
I think so, especially the MBA training, just business side. Yeah. Just forcing you.
There's no doubt, okay, that education will help you in your endeavors.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even in being in the pharmaceutical industry, my first job out of pharmacy school was sales. So that obviously helped when I was working the gun shows.
Sales is sales.
Yeah, be able to sell them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just change your widget.
Yeah, right. Totally.
Keep selling them.
Right.
And you wouldn't believe how big, like how many suppressor are like in the system right now that you, or whatever, however you want to categorize that, of in the process or that you're processing at this moment.
So we have about 100,000 of them sitting on the shelf that people are waiting for the ATF to approve.
100,000.
That's cool.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's and that's the other thing I was going to
ask. Yeah, they're actually the people, they're waiting on the government.
Yeah, but it's a lot easier to obtain a suppressor these days, right? Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things you guys are known for. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I would say that, you know, what I found working the gun shows over the years is that a lot of people are hesitant to buy a suppressor because they don't want to have to deal with the process and the paperwork. So we basically create an entire business model around that of how do we make the process super, super simple for a customer to buy a silencer. And essentially we have a team in place and technology in place where it's really turnkey. It's, you know, a couple digital signatures on an email you get, and the next thing you know, it shows up at your front door.
Yeah, because you're talking 12 and 18 months is the normal.
And right now we're at about 6.5 months, but you're right. It'll vary over time. But right now they're doing an all digital process, which has sped it up quite a bit. And we're tapped into that from a digital perspective where we can submit it all digitally for our customers. And yeah, just my business insight talking to customers is they were concerned about the process. So really spent the last almost 20 years figuring out how to make the process easier for the customer.
So in that time frame, if you hunt, that's about the off season.
Yeah. As long as you do it by February, you're looking pretty solid.
Totally.
You know, if you wait till November, you know, you'll have to wait till next season to play with your toy, but that's fine. Like, patience is a good thing. But I noticed you said that silencers, suppressors, whatever, have a negative connotation, or they were perceived.
I think it's gotten better.
I think
it's gotten better, yeah. Just more use, more education, more people utilizing them. I would say our number one sales tool is their buddy owns one and loves it. And I've never had anyone that bought one that didn't like it, so...
And a great way to get kids introduced to the outdoors.
Absolutely.
Right? I 100%. Mean, take the loud bang away, and then all of a sudden kids want to keep shooting.
Yep.
And take the recoil away, then all of a sudden they're not flinching or hurting or anything. And in a time in the hunting industry when our youth participation is pretty low compared to our adult participation, I mean, it's a huge tool for us to help get kids back in the outdoors.
And really a benefit to us at Silencer Central is partnering with the Buck Commander team. And they really have that audience that's into the hunting. And so to have them be an advocate for us and to be able to use the products. And then, you know, even they approached us and said, hey, Silencer Central, we feel like there's a gap. There's not really a suppressor or silencer out there specifically for the hunting, specifically for deer. We'd like to partner with you all and create one specifically for that. And then we'll help you co-promote it. We're that passionate. There's an opportunity there. So it's been a good setup where, you know, Silencer Central's expertise is the process. And then the Buck Commander team is really to understand that customer and that consumer that's hunting and relate to them and show them the benefits of it. So it's been a great partnership.
Awesome, man.
Well, I'll fix that. You make a great product. Okay. That is, I don't think there's any negative with it, okay, because in the hunting world, okay, being quiet is important.
Absolutely.
Okay. The safety is also there, you know, so it's a win-win situation.
Just funny to hear you say being quiet is important.
Well, no, it is.
Your whole business model is based off the exact opposite.
We need a silencer.
Yeah, can you put some long gray hairs off the front of that thing and like make them blow back whenever you shoot?
We need a little silencer.
I'll put this to you.
Screw on a couple of things.
Whoever
on your body.
Can make a silencer, okay, will be very. They'll make a lot of money. If you can shut me up, boy, you can make some cash.
Oh man! Well, Brandon, thanks so much for stopping in, man. Good getting the chat. And I think the way I've understood it is you may actually get one of life's great pleasures and get to hunt with Si this evening. So
I think your odds are going.
Oh, well, now I know who. Oh, well, you are really stagnant. That
hey, the advantage went just went back to you.
Oh.
man.
No, not because of him, because of me.
Oh, yeah, he's going to entertain. Now y'all are going to be laughing.
Because, hey, you know, we met.
Well, now you're going to be nervous because he's going to be watching you.
No.
Like you are when you pee.
No. No, because I'll give you an example. Me and Dr. Dean, Stone friend, invited him over. Okay, we're in the stand, okay? You know, and Stone is over there saying, shh, shh, you know. And me and Dr. Dean over there laughing, playing, having a good time. Okay, and we actually, you know, Stone had to leave for some reason. Oh, no, he's hunting another stand. That's what it was. He killed a deer. We heard him shoot. Well, me and Dr. Dean are sitting there laughing, talking, having a good time, you know, and I looked and I said, that's a buck over there, you know, out in the field, you know. And I said, you know, I looked at him, I said, too young, can't shoot him. Yeah. You know, and I said, Stone's already killed one. I said, I'm mad now. Well, I'm sitting there again, I look over there, something moves, I look over to the right and I said, hey, there's a buck. And I hand Dr. Dean the binoculars. And I said, look at him, see what you think. Well, right when I handed it to him, I just, bam! I didn't have a silence either. You know, and he went, you know, he was like this. He went, yeah. He said, I thought you wanted me to decide whether you shoot him or not. And I said, I changed my mind.
Changed his mind, boys. Also, Dave and I came out. Luke Bryan stopped by, too.
Yeah.
Last week, huh?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. He was in a concert.
Man, South Dakota.
Yeah.
Got everybody rolling through there.
No, it's perfect.
What do you think about the operation?
Oh, we liked it. Yeah.
Good. Yeah,
how many free products did he ask for?
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what he does when he comes here.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. If he saw that stack of shotgun shells behind me, he'd be like, yeah.
I really hope he would start making some money so he can quit asking.
I know. I mean, I guess American Idol and concert
not enough. And everything else that he owns.
Yeah. Every other little
just
venture.
Half of everything else in southeastern United States.
Hey, that's one of these. Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Come on, Luke.
Yeah, I do. I do love it. But how, Brandon, just before you go, if people want to find out more about you guys, we'll put it in the description, too, but just so you can call it out, silencercentral.com.
Yeah, silencercentral.com, yeah. Just do a Google search, call us or buy it online, whatever works.
And be that simple. A couple of digital signatures, and it's on your way. So, ladies, if you're listening and you can't figure out what to get your husband for Christmas, this is a pretty good one.
Absolutely.
They're never going to say no to a suppressor.
Get the Buck Commander Edition.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. This has been super popular. We just launched it recently. But the big reminder, too, is we let people pay while they wait, so you don't have to pay for it all at once.
Pay while you wait.
Oh. Hey.
No interest, no fees, nothing.
If you pay more, does the wait get shorter?
No.
I was wondering if you could see a little status mark. Well, if I throw a little bit of cash at it, does that get a little shorter? No.
That'd be nice.
Oh, man. Well, thanks so much, and we appreciate you, and good luck to y'all this evening, and keep doing what you're doing, man. Appreciate you guys. Yep.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Well, that was fun, and we didn't even say let's go Brandon one time. I'm proud of us.
I'm really upset with y'all, because I was sitting over there, and I was like, man, you could really just sneak that in over and over.
Yeah, you could really kind of hammer that one home, but, you know, we're not political. We didn't want to ruffle any feathers or bring any of that stuff in, but Johnny D.,
we're not political?
Well, we try not to be.
We try not
to. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious of where we stand on that. So
take a guess.
No reason to talk about it. Hello@duckcallroom.com. That's the email address. Johnny D., you got anything for the boss in there?
Do y'all want to get political, though?
We can.
I can go back to.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
We need to get into
go back to this guy.
The founding fathers.
George Washington.
Thomas
President
Jefferson.
Riders.
Chicken men.
Chicken eaters. Oh, it's not working.
What's not working?
Johnny D.
You found the video.
I just had a
size shot.
Pow!
Wow. Oh, look at that.
Hey, Mr. Silencer Man, does your weapon altering thing make it drop by 30 yards?
Yeah.
Checking. I mean, look at that.
Just a bit outside.
Hey, The reason I actually really did that, I just didn't want to kill her.
Yeah.
Ready? I changed my mind right in mid-stride, boys.
Didn't come close to killing her.
I love size reasoning for things when they don't go as he expected. They didn't show up. I didn't want to.
I always got a good excuse.
But anyway. Email.
Anywho.
Beth was asking me, where's that video? I said, I bet I can find it. Here's a good question for Si when Willie's there.
Okay.
Okay.
Fire away.
That's what it says. It's from the, is this from the YouTube comments?
Oh, wow.
Beth says yes. Why does Uncle Si look different? Is that the end? No, I know he doesn't have to wear glasses, and that's really good, but it's like he's had cheek implants. Does
well, that's
he have
true. He has. Did you not tell everybody that? You and Joe Biden got your plastic surgery work at the same time?
Yeah, I had cheek implants.
Oh, wow. That's not where I thought that would go. Okay.
Did you get the discount?
Oh, that's a good one.
Did that person say, ask this wild size with Willie and then ask about his cheeks?
Yeah.
Why? What does it matter that I'm here? What is that?
I'm assuming that they thought you'd have the most humor for that.
Oh, that I would make answer. Fun of you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought
people
it was like
really
I
enjoy it when
it
you
something.
Make
them.
Yeah. Yeah. I suspect
like,
it
I
was
didn't
for
pay
them.
For that. Like whatever that was.
You paid for his fence. You
paid
not
for
pay
his for fence, that. Which he could have gotten two new eyeballs for what he paid for that thing. But.
Yeah. I assumed it was for the
oh boy
that number right there on
but
your
that's
office.
What it is. I look different without my glasses.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, Caleb from Birmingham, Alabama. I won't say the next two words he said. Him and his buddy cooked up some largemouth bass the other day, and it left a weird taste in my mouth. My question is. We're not laughing at you, Caleb, I promise.
No, we're laughing at Birmingham, Alabama. Oh.
It's one of the most humorous cities.
What's the best way to cook up a bass?
Not the way you did. So.
Yeah.
Number one.
Let's see if we can guess, though, what's the name, Caleb? Let's see if we can guess what happened.
Oh, okay.
I think I know what happened.
Oh, I know the main answer.
I think he caught a 4-pounder and knocked the sides off of it, which you should never do.
Well, he said a big bass.
And it tasted like mud.
Well, no, he said a big bass.
He never said funny taste. He didn't
funny
say
taste.
Funky. He said
it left a
so
bad
I'm
taste.
Going with too big of a bass fried in old grease.
That's it.
Large mouth.
That's it.
No.
Always, if you're going to eat bass...
I think he washed his hands. I think there's Dawn dishwashing liquid on the meat.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
That's deep.
Kids these days. No, he's like, hey, we got to clean this thing up, mate. And then he got it on the deal.
Didn't rinse them off.
Soap.
Okay.
Soap. Yeah. That's soap.
Eating soap.
That's a funny taste is when you get soap.
Yeah, soap never tasted well.
Neither has a 4-pound bass.
I'm telling you.
I was going with Martin. It's a big bass. You don't want to cook him. Mm-mm. Okay. He's fun to catch, but then when they catch and release, throw
well,
him
that
back.
Sucker back and get a
car. Or either mount him.
When that bass gets over about 15, 16 inches, he just ain't much.
And look, he ain't much even
but
then.
But
you got to
hard
fry
him. I mean, there's some techniques.
Yeah, I mean, you can make him edible.
He said it tasted funny.
Funny, yeah.
Speaking of, though,
you have a fantastic
It was
story.
Not prepared right. In other words,
something saying, happened. Yeah. I guarantee you.
Yeah, yeah.
You got soap on
it. Yeah, it was not prepared.
Poor meat preparation is what Willie said.
Poor meat prep. Yeah.
But cooking, especially, you know, fish you catch or wild game, you have to learn, and it's going to take more than one time. Remember when you walked in your house and John Luke had caught him?
Oh, he fried a fish with the guts in it?
Yeah.
He did who?
He scaled a fish, then he fried it.
Was
he
didn't it whole?
The guts were still in
it. Yeah, was it whole?
Whole fried guts.
That fish was still alive and it's grease.
No. Although, I just found, like, I was just talking to another dude.
It's covered in cornmeal. Oh, no. Hey, look, that ain't.
I talked to another guy, though. He said that they eat the guts, and he was in Africa. It was actually in South Dakota. And he said they were guiding, and the first thing they do, and they kill like an impala, and they ate the guts.
Well, if I was in Africa,
a lot of people that I've known,
I'm going to pass
when they catch brim, they freeze them, and they don't clean them. They freeze them whole with the guts and everything in them.
Hold on.
And then unthaw them, and then clean them and cook them.
Did you say a lot of people you know?
All the people that graduated with master's degree who are flipping hamburgers at
McDonald's. Well, I'm just saying,
they're also freezing full fish.
They freeze game. They freeze game with the guts in it. Which no. That's poor meat preparation.
We probably need to figure out who all it is that you know.
Jimmy Ray.
Like all six of them. Like, get, like pull those people together, because he keeps saying, everybody I know.
Well, it's all them at y'all's poker games.
Look, I mean, that's just the only people
besides us he talked to.
I've met people that they froze fish with the guts in them.
Who are these people?
I'm just saying.
I did take some fish to a friend of mine in town, and I thought he loved me. He said, next time, can you bring them with the, leave the heads on? Because that's why he wanted to cook them, with the heads, with the soup.
Oh, a suit.
Yeah, I cut the heads off.
Fish head suit.
Leave him heads on.
See, I would take that guy fish all the time. I get mad at the ones that say, well, they open the ice chest when you drop them off fish. They said, they ain't clean. I'm like, nope, you're off the list. Let me take them back.
Take them back.
Moving.
All right, anyway, Abby.
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 From Greenwood, Indiana.
Greenwood, Indiana.
Downtown,
I feel like that's
Abby.
Somewhere we probably went together, really.
I think y'all did.
We spent seems a month like a there place one y'all weekend.
Seems like a place y'all spoke and ordered Domino's.
Could be.
It's more than one place that ends in Indiana. Huge fan, Duck Commander, all the Duck Commander things. Listen to all the episodes of this podcast, which is crazy. I was wondering what do dad, she's 14.
Okay.
What do dads want for Christmas from their kids? She doesn't have a job yet. She's got a little money from chores.
How long did the suppressors take? 6 months? So we got 6 months. He'll sell some Girl Scout cookies.
You can pay as you go. Okay. We've already heard
pay as you go.
He's got a deal for you. Pay as you go.
Actually, I mean, let me oddly, what your dad would want is to tell him that all you want is something inexpensive, because then, like, you're getting the credit, but then the debt, but then he's not having to spend as much, so it all comes out and everybody's happy. So just ask for one gift from dad, and it doesn't have to be anything expensive. That's what a dad would want for Christmas for him. Does that make sense?
As a very frugal individual, yes, makes perfect sense.
I'm just, yeah, I mean,
but frugal and Willie Robertson don't really go together. So.
Not anymore. It used to.
Okay. I didn't really know that, Willie.
I grew up frug. I'm back frug again myself.
What are you talking about? You didn't. Oh yeah, you didn't drive all over this country with him. Y'all flew.
Nope.
Yeah.
Y'all treated airplanes like Suburbans. We treated a Suburban like a Suburban.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Except for that time we got that seafood tower.
Bring it in.
I'd say make him something. I don't know. A Duck Commander, something would be nice.
Oh,
a Buck Commander bot. What else we sell him?
Yeah, cut down 2.0.
We got a customer over here. She's 14 with no money. What do we got?
What do we got? Fit
we got you, beer. Uncle Si teacup.
That was the worst advice ever.
Oh,
what do you want?
What do you want me to say?
Know. A freaking.
I don't. My kids just turned one.
Swiss Army knife. I don't. I mean, what? I don't know.
You know what I want from them at one? To go stay at grandma's house. Like that's
leave me here.
Like I don't know what kind of gift. I don't have any. You're the one with kids closest to that age out of all of us.
To 14.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I might actually be.
No, you are.
That is weird.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you answer.
You're that guy.
You answer it, big boss. It's our advice, son.
You answer.
You should ask.
Ain't nothing
your dad
about you being frugal either. I don't want to hear from you, you sucker.
Mr. Rollin.
Oh, here we go. Anyway, you should ask your dad.
Bidets.
Add it on
to
my house.
Don't tell me about spending
money. I've never added
it
on to my house.
This old boy could spend some cash now.
You can't even hide it. You make him more offended than anybody else on the planet. I find great humor in it. It makes me smile.
It's my blessing and my curse.
I guarantee. All right,
bro, let's hear it.
My advice for her would be to tell your dad you want to, whatever he's into, go do it with him.
There you go.
I want to go hunting with him, or fishing, or whatever he's golfing, he's into. Go do that.
Man, you saw that on Instagram somewhere today. That's solid,
probably.
Man. That's good.
Yeah, that was
I can appreciate
good advice.
That. You want to send us out of here? Who got about you?
Willie, you got
that's
buy
not really a gift. Like that's not a gift.
It's
so.
The gift
like,
of
it's
time,
a,
man.
There's not actually a wrapping or like a gift.
He ain't got one.
Trying
go ahead.
To give a gift.
He's
you just said, spend time with me. I mean, that's not a gift. That's life. That's not a gift. Spend time with you for Christmas. No, it's a gift. There's an exchange.
She's a 14-year-old girl. She
well,
probably
no, but I mean, there's a day. It's like a thing, and there's gift. What's it going to wrap up the invisible package of
the time
I spent with you?
In the comments.
Time out.
Whose gift is better? The gift of going?
Time out.
George got a 15-year-old son. What do you want from Rip? Sorry, we have a live studio audience today, people.
Jordan, do you want less gifts to give him, or do you want him to say, Dad, I'd love to go
turkey
hunting with you?
Read the original question. Now you've already funked it all up. Like, read the original.
That's right. What did the man...
What did Abby say?
What is something personal a 14-year-old could give their dad for not too much money? Any advice would help.
For Christmas. I thought it was for Christmas.
For Christmas. Thanks, and God bless.
He was trying to save the girl money.
You know, just,
me or Willie, pick
one. Time to talk. That's not a gift.
He said time. He said time.
Jordan's the cheapest guy. No, he doesn't. Like, he's not going to get his own kids gifts. So, like... he's giving them like Willie Robertson, look, touch this shirt, you know.
Give us a Bible verse for these cheap suckers. Okay?
Gives them like the hats that I leave in his truck.
Give us a Bible verse, boys.
I can't even talk. You got this, JD.
Hold on. I have a Bible verse. All right. Psalm 90:12. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Sounds like we need to spend time with each other.
Amen. Bye. All right. We'll see y'all next time.
Put a little wisdom in your life.